Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, May 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It looks like the people that seek asylum don't live in the same space where everybody lives.
Cuts to asylum seekers' entitlements being considered, and woman attacked in Dundalk dies in hospital. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a memo will be brought to Cabinet today in relation to the entitlements of international protection applicants and Ukrainian refugees in Ireland. Any cuts would be cruel, according to the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland. A decision is expected soon, with the Taoiseach saying he's determined to see Ireland adopt a firmer migration system. Lucky Cambulier from Massey says there's a much easier solution.
All they have to do is to give people the right to work immediately when they come into the country while they are waiting for their processing of their asylum. Anyone that is in the country must be given the right to work so that they cannot be depending on the state.
An elderly woman injured in a serious assault in Dundalk earlier this month has died in hospital. The assault took place at a house on the afternoon of the 3rd of May. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
The woman in her 80s was seriously injured in the attack and was one of three women injured at the house in Glenwood. The other two women are aged in their 70s and 40s. Gardaí have confirmed the woman passed away yesterday at a hospital in Dublin. She was initially treated at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda before being transferred to Dublin. A 47-year-old man has appeared in court charged in relation to the assault of the three. Nicholas McKeon, with an address at Glenwood Dundalk, was charged with three counts of assault causing harm at the same location in Glenwood on May 3rd. He was further charged with unlawfully intimidating another person with a hatchet.
Fierce fighting continued overnight in Jabalia in northern Gaza after the Israeli military stepped up its offensive in areas where it said Hamas had regrouped. Residents who fled said they'd seen tanks advancing towards Jabalia's refugee camp, which has come under heavy bombardment since Saturday. The UN has said 360,000 people have fled Rafah in the south since an offensive began a week ago. Nadine, a 13-year-old girl fleeing the fighting, said she was terrified leaving the area.
I've refugeed from many places, not only from Rafah, from many places, from Gaza to Al-Nusra to Al-Rafah. We have been more traumatized from this experience. We left people behind and we were terrified for them. Where are they going to go? How are they going to get out? Those are questions that came in my head.
Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General has condemned the latest attack on UN personnel, in which a staff member was killed and a second was injured. Their vehicle came under fire in Gaza as they were travelling to the European hospital in Rafah. Antonio Guterres has called for a full investigation. His deputy spokesperson told journalists in New York an immediate humanitarian ceasefire must be put in place.
The Secretary General condemns all attacks on UN personnel and calls for a full investigation. He sends his condolences to the family of the fallen staff member. With the conflict in Gaza continuing to take a heavy toll, not only on civilians but also on humanitarian workers, the Secretary General reiterates his urgent appeal for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Donald Trump's former lawyer has told a court in New York that the ex-US president warned him there could be a lot of women coming forward as he prepared to announce his presidential campaign back in 2016. Michael Cohen claims he arranged hush money payments to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. Donald Trump says the trial was illegal.
Andy McCarthy, great legal analyst, said none of this is illegal. There's nothing illegal. It's called politics. There's nothing illegal. A lot of people say that they're all saying that.
GAA officials are being called on to appear before the Oireachtas to discuss issues around GAA Go. Many fans and former players are expressing frustration as a growing number of important games are being placed behind a paywall. GAA President Jarlath Burns has defended the decisions, saying the last time they were before an Oireachtas committee, it wasn't an issue. Senator Tim Lombard says fans are being let down by a stubborn organisation.
We need to get more people to watch our games. Putting it behind a paywall makes no sense whatsoever. So I think it's really important that the GAA and Croke Park in particular need to come before us, because there's a difference here between the GAA and Croke Park. The GAA public are absolutely furious. Croke Park in many ways have just digged their heels in and saying they don't want to deal with this issue.
In entertainment news, Ellen DeGeneres will be returning to Netflix for her final stand-up special. The US comedian stepped down from The Ellen DeGeneres Show 2 years ago following allegations of a toxic workplace environment. The 66-year-old apologised to staff after an internal review but denied this was the reason for her exit. And in sport, in soccer, Tottenham need a Premier League win at home to Man City tonight to keep alive the race for Champions League football. However, they also know such a result would hand the title advantage to North London rivals Arsenal. Kickoff is at 8. Only a win will do for Spurs after Aston Villa came from 3-1 down last night to level their game with Liverpool at 3-3. It was Jurgen Klopp's last away game in charge of Liverpool. He says the support they've had on their travels has been phenomenal.
I enjoyed it always. I enjoyed it today. I still don't feel that it's the last time or whatever. I know it's the last time. It just doesn't feel it. I'm obviously more professional than I thought. So, because I was completely in the game.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.